أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may remember, I was talking about the importance of truthfulness. I mentioned many verses from the Holy Quran to show that it is very much important to speak the truth and to be truthful. This session will be devoted to another discussion related to truthfulness. I will talk about the meaning of being truthful, and I will also talk about some of the uses of speaking the truth. But first of all, let me focus on the meaning of being truthful. What does it mean to be truthful? I told you before that being truthful is implying that you should be in accordance with reality. You must shape your words, your actions in a manner that should be in harmony with the reality on the ground. There should not be any contradiction between what you say and what you talk about and what that exists on the ground. There should be harmony between the two. But now let me further explain the meaning of reality. Yes, we must focus on reality. We must make our actions in agreement with the reality. But what is the reality? According to Islamic thinking, it is Islam that shows us the reality and that tells us what the reality is. If you act, in other words, according to Islamic orders, if you act upon the Islamic commandments, then you are a truthful person. It is not a very concrete, or you can say it is not a very abstract term to say that somebody is truthful. Being truthful is not an abstract term. It can be a very objective and a very concrete term. Act on the teachings of Islam, you are a truthful person. Do not miss acting on any Islamic orders, you will be a truthful person. Being a truthful person is not something very much difficult. It is not something that is beyond your control and beyond your power. It is within your power. Go for yourself and study the teachings of Islam and find out what is recommended by Islam and what is prohibited by Islam. Act on whatever Islam orders. And avoid doing whatever Islam prohibits. By doing so, you can attend, you can reach the stage of truthfulness. It is something which we can deduce from the Holy Quran. It is not our point of view. It is not the viewpoint of Muslim scholars. It is the viewpoint of the Holy Quran. Look at this verse. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. Here this verse defines for us the meaning of truthfulness. It tells us who are truthful and who are not. It gives us a guideline, a direction in this connection. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله. Believers are those who believe in God. Believers are those who believe in God and believe in His apostle. It is not enough to believe in God alone. Believe in God, it is a good thing. In addition to believing in God, believe in His apostle. And we don't have one apostle, we have many apostles. We have many prophets. It is necessary for us to believe in each one of the prophets. From Adam to Noah, to Ibrahim, to Moses, to Jesus, all should be the subject matter of our faith. We must believe in all these prophets. ثم لم يرتابوا, and then they do not doubt. They are certain. Of course, iman or faith does not reconcile and does not sit together with doubt. Where there is doubt, there is no faith. Faith contradicts doubt. When you have faith in something, it means you are not skeptic about it. It means you are certain about it, you are sure about it. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Believers are those who believe in God and believe in His apostle, and they struggle with their possessions, with their properties, and their lives. Here you can come to know about the importance of Islamic jihad. Islamic jihad can be done in two ways. It can be done through giving your wealth, and it can be done through devoting your life. In here, the Holy Quran first mentions possession, and then it mentions life. It means that possession is also very important. And those who struggle by giving away their possessions and by devoting their lives in the way of God, of course, such people are the truthful ones. Look, this ayah, this verse, explains for us in a very plain language the meaning of being truthful. Who is a truthful person? A truthful person is a person who believes in God, in Allah, and believes in His apostle. And then, when it comes to fighting and to struggling for the way of God, he leaves no stone unturned. He fights. He gives away his property. And he does whatever he can in order to promote divine religion in order to promote Islam. So when you believe in God, this is very much important. It is the cornerstone of faith. When you believe in God and when you believe in His apostle, then it means you have believed in each and every article of Islamic faith. What can you understand from this verse? What does this verse imply? It tells us very clearly and very openly that we must abide by Islamic laws. If we want to be truthful, if we want to be a person who is called by the Holy Quran as truthful, then we must abide by Islamic laws, by Islamic Sharia laws. We must not look down upon these laws. We must not leave aside these laws, saying that these laws are outdated. They don't have anything to do with the present life. Islamic law does not have anything to do with the present civilization. Gone are the days when Islamic laws were practiced. If this is your slogan, of course, you will be a different person. But if you keep abiding by Islamic laws, if you put the Islamic laws into practice, are entitled to be called a truthful person. So this verse gives you a clue to the meaning of being truthful. We cannot rely on dictionaries alone. Dictionaries are helpful to some extent. We cannot solely and exclusively rely on glossaries and encyclopedias. These things are important. These books, booklets, these writings are useful in one way or the other, but they are not each and everything. For further information, for a deeper sort of information, we must refer to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a source of guidance, a source of inspiration for all Muslims. Look, this verse gives us a clue. We can seldom find such a clue in any writing available. But this verse, in a very simple manner, provides us with a clue to understanding and comprehending the meaning of truthfulness. And there is another verse which is equally important and which is equally useful and significant. It says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِزْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. This verse again focuses on the concept of truth. It gives us a clue towards comprehending the meaning of truthfulness or true. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ, it is for the poor who have fled, who have escaped, who have migrated. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, those who are driven from their homes and their possessions. They are forced to abandon their homes. They are forced to abandon their properties. They are forced to leave whatever they have. And they, of course, leave their belongings in order to get the pleasure of God. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ, they are seeking the grace of God. Of course, they leave their belongings in order to attain the pleasure of God or the grace of God, they seek the grace of God. وَرِزْوَانَا And they seek the pleasure of God. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهِ And they assist Allah and His Apostle ورسوله. Helping God, God is, of course, God is Almighty, God is all power. God does not need any help. Allah does not need any help. When this verse emphasizes on helping Allah, it tells us, in other words, help the religion of Allah. Help those who are related to Allah. And by helping the religion of Allah, by helping Islamic school of thought, of course, you can help God. وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ And those who assist, those who support God and His Apostle, or the religion of Allah, and those who propagate and disseminate the religion of Allah, those who support these things and these elements, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ They are the people who are truthful. So look, it explains the meaning or the concept of truthfulness in a very objective manner. It sheds light on the different dimensions of being truthful. Of course, if you refer to Quranic verses, you will find more verses that are related to this subject matter. And you can come to understand that being truthful means you should abide by all Islamic laws. Islamic laws are different. Some are related to society, some are related to divine religion, some are related to personal needs, and so on and so forth. Study these laws. Comprehend these laws and regulations, and then try to abide by these laws and regulations. By doing so, you will be able to be a truthful person. So this was enough for explaining of the concept of truthfulness. And as a result, or in conclusion, we can say that being truthful means you should abide by all Islamic laws. And it is on account of this understanding that we find Prophet Ismail as a person who is called truthful by God. Let's give a look at Prophet Ismail. What did he do? What was his conduct due to which Allah called him Sadiq, Sadiqul Wa'd? What did he do? His action also tells us something about the meaning of being truthful. This is a tradition from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. He says, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ إِسْمَاعِلُ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ Ismail was called صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ Truthful one. A person who keeps promises. A person who does not break promises. Ismail was called صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ لِأَنَّهُ وَعَدَ رَجُلًا فِي مَكَانٍ فَانْتَزَرَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَكَانِ سَنَةً It tells us about the philosophy of why Ismail was called Sadiq al-Wa'd. He was called Sadiq al-Wa'd because once it happened for him that he made an appointment with somebody to meet somebody at a certain location, at a certain place. He went there to meet that person. But that person did not come. He waited and waited and waited for a whole year, for an entire year, he waited at the spot in order to be able to meet that person. فَانْتَزَرَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَكَانِ He waited for that person sanatan, for a year, for a complete year. فَسَمَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ It was because of this that Allah called him صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ He was such a truthful person. He was such a person who was keeping his promise to such an extent that God called him truthful. And then the Holy Imam says, إِنَّ الرَّجُولَ أَتَاهُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ After a complete year, that person eventually came. فَقَالَ لَهُ إِسْمَائِلَ And then Ismail, Prophet Ismail said, مَا زِلْتُ مُنْتَزِرًا لَكَ I was waiting for you. I kept waiting for you. And that person became very much surprised and astonished because of what Prophet Ismail was doing. So you see that one of the commandments of Islam is that you should keep your promise. One of the commandments of Islam is that you should fight for the sake of Allah. One of its commandments is that you should offer your prayers regularly. One of his commandments is that you should keep fasting, you should fast in the month of Ramadan. One of his commandments is that go on pilgrimage, Hajj pilgrimage, perform Hajj pilgrimage. One of his commandments is that enjoin the truth and forbid wrong. These are all the orders and commandments of God. If we want to be a true Muslim, if we want to be really truthful, we must adhere by all these laws and regulations, no matter what they are, and no matter whether they are easy or difficult. Of course, you cannot compare going on Hajj pilgrimage to fighting in the way of Allah. It might be looking very easier to go on Hajj pilgrimage, but it is very much difficult to fight and to give your life and to give up your life for the sake of God and to forget about your near and dear, about your family. It is very much difficult. But being a Muslim, you are required to do all these duties, whether easy or difficult. You must try to the extent you can to abide by all these laws. It is by abiding to all these laws, it is by abiding to all these regulations that we can reach the stage of a truthful person. And then we will be entitled to be called truthful. And thank you very much. That's all for this session.